It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the precious book of Jonah, and I hope that you can open your Bibles and join us in that study. If you're traveling, you just can listen. That's wonderful. Just enjoy the study. We have, for the last few weeks, we've been reading the full chapter, Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, and we're going to read to the end of that chapter today. We're kind of starting midway. We're going to be in that 11th verse today, but it's so important that we just read the whole message, the whole story, so that we can understand it and enjoy it. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, parkviewbiblechurch.org. That would be parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that you can look that at our site. We have many studies of God's precious word there. I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you receive a blessing from it, and it'll bring honor and glory unto the Lord for it. And so please take a look. We also have the plan of salvation, and our church constitution is there as well. And if you'd like to email us, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for this wonderful study. Book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 1, beginning to read with the first verse. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea was wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not up on us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read that first chapter again. And I just love reading it. There's so much there. I hope that you've received a blessing just from the reading of it. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank and praise you for this precious message that we have in this book that's about a page and a half in our precious scripture. But it is so powerful. And we just love studying it, enjoying it, and it is such a beautiful picture, Father, of your Son, the Lord Jesus, as he went to the cross to save us. It's such a beautiful picture of how we cannot save ourselves. And so please, just guide and lead us. Those, Father, that do not know you as their Savior, they've been religious, just as Jonah. Here is that picture of religion and working our way. It's impossible. So please, Lord, just touch every heart, show them the need of salvation, and then bring them to that saving knowledge that they'll be born again. The seed is being planted today, Father, and I just ask that you will bring the increase. And maybe we're watering it today, but you're the only one that can bring the increase. So please, dear Lord, just bring salvation into the hearts, that they would be born again. And help those, Father, that are out there that maybe they don't have a good, strong church that teaches the Word, that goes verse by verse and has Sunday school, a good Sunday school study, and a good Sunday night and a Wednesday night. And Father, there's just so many opportunities that we have, and we need to take advantage of those opportunities to study the Word of God. Help us to grow, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, as we have looked at these words, and we find that the enjoyment of the Scripture comes from studying the Scripture. But, of course, before you can enjoy the Scripture, before you can truly study the Word of God, you must know the author. And that author is the Lord Jesus. Now, yes, we have the books, the 66 books, and we have different men that have written these books. But as they have written those books, each man was chosen of God, and his hand was controlled, and without question, every word that was written is a word that was written directly from God himself for us. And so understand that. And the very one that has created this world spoke it into existence. The very one that has died on the cross to save my soul, that very one is the one that controls the Holy Spirit. There's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the third person of the Trinity, yet they're one. Now, some of these things are kind of hard to understand. Just come by faith to Jesus. And you will. You'll learn. You'll understand it. It's wonderful. So please just follow after. We have gotten ourselves to the 11th verse here, and the question comes. And we're in this terrible storm, and they have already the mariners have already prayed to their God. And we find Jonah down in the belly of the ship, down the bottom of the ship, fast asleep, this terrible storm. I don't know if you sleep through a storm or not, but it doesn't take much of a wind or the rain to hit the side of the house that it awakens me, and I'm awakened by the storm. This Jonah, he was just running away from the Lord so much. He did not want to do what the Lord had called him to do. And so he is found now that he is just fast asleep in the bottom of this ship. And they go down and they wake him up. And they said, O sleeper, arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Now, they had not come to the conclusion that their God wasn't answering, but they just wanted him to pray to his God. Well, that's the reason we have the next verse there, because then they cast the lots to see who the problem was. We don't have that anymore. We don't use that anymore. But God used that on occasion, again, with the high priest through the days of the tabernacle, why they had the Urim and the Thummim, and that would make a decision. And God would guide those little pieces to give a right answer. Now, we have the complete Scripture now. We have the Holy Spirit in our hearts now. Both of those things they did not have in the Old Testament. And so no longer do we need to have things like that, dice or things of chance to determine the will of God. We just need to search His Word, and when we do, the Spirit of God will give us the truth, the way, the direction that we need to go. So we find as they've done all these things, and the lot fell upon Jonah. So now everybody knows Jonah's the problem. And so we find that he kind of snuck onto the ship, so to speak, because nobody even knew who he was, where he came from, what his job was. We have that in verse 8. And then when they found out, and I've always loved this ninth verse, and I think a lot of times it's kind of jumped over, but he said to them, I am a Hebrew, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. But look at the result then in the 10th verse. The men were exceedingly afraid, for he said to them, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. And so now, all of a sudden, everything is focused upon the God of Jonah, the true God. Their gods couldn't do anything. They could have, as many religions, you cut yourself, you do all these things, you offer sacrifices to please God. No, God the Father offered the ultimate sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take our sins away. And we just need to come by faith to Him, believe in Him, walk with Him, serve Him. What a wonderful day it is to have a Savior. We don't need to do something that is awful or something that harms our body to please our God. We need to serve Him. We need to praise Him. We need to honor Him. That's what pleases our God, not anything that we would do to our physical body, as some seem to think. It's just a cult, as all those things are, and their God's not answering anyway. My God answers me. When I pray to Him, He answers. And what a joy it is to have a God that hears our prayers, hears our requests. But it only comes when you trust in Jesus as your Savior. That 10th verse tells us that they knew something about this God that Jonah said that he knew, because there was great fear come upon him. And if the lot would have fell on anyone else, that fear wouldn't have been there. But they knew something about the true Jehovah, and it scared them. And they wanted to know. And then said they unto him in verse 11, What shall we do? What shall we do to thee that the sea may be calm unto us? I mean, this storm is coming, and they've already cast much of the goods overboard, and that was their freight. They were responsible for that. They're going to have to answer, where did those goods go? Well, we were in a storm. We threw them overboard. Well, you pay for them then, or you be arrested because you have confiscated, you've stolen our goods, whether they threw them overboard or what they did with them. The owners don't know. And so, you see, they were responsible for that, but the storm was so fierce they didn't care, because it was either that or their life, they thought. So they just kept throwing stuff overboard. That didn't work. The storm just kept coming and just wanted to tear the ship apart. And they come to this conclusion now. What shall we do that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea is wrought and tempestuous. It is just a fierce, fierce, fierce storm. We asked the question last time we were together, why the storm? God has a job to do, and that God desires, that's not a very good wording, to have a job to do, but God's desire is that we get full blessings that He wants to give us. But in order to receive the blessing from God, He has to do some changes, because what we're made of is a vessel that is not usable for anything. So He has to make us a usable vessel. And sometimes He has to take us down through a storm that we will become that usable vessel. And so we are to, the purpose of God is to make us more like His Son, Jesus. Perfect. And so God the Father sent His Son to save us, and then through the Son and the Holy Spirit, all the opportunities, all the abilities are handed to us, are given to us, that we may serve Him and honor Him. And it seems kind of like a hopeless job, I'm afraid, when we look at who we are and what we're made of and how helpless we are, how pathetic we are when it comes to God's perfection and His power and His strength, and then look at us, we're nothing. And so we know that sometimes the storms are to prepare us for something that's coming in the future. Sometimes the storm is for discipline. We need to be disciplined. It is still always brought upon us that victory will be the answer. That's always the purpose. Jonah was somewhat stubborn here. And instead of him just surrendering to the Lord and saying, you know, Father, I have missed You. I have attempted to run away. Please forgive me. Save these men. But at this point, Jonah was rather willing to die than he was to surrender and serve. Now, that's a sad, sad thing in Jonah's life. But we find the same thing in our own. We would rather continue with the storm. We would rather to face some physical ailment or disease or some problem instead of saying, Lord, I've missed You, and I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And please set me on the way, that the path that You want me to be on. Now, once again, the only time that you can ask such a question is that you have trusted in Jesus as your Savior. You have asked the Lord Jesus to come in. You've got to be born again. You can't do this. You can't expect any result here unless you have come by faith to Jesus and trusted in Him. And so Jonah, he desired to die. Throw me overboard, you'll be safe. I know you will. I'm the problem. What a condition that Jonah was in. But the question comes, how am I any different? How am I any different? That scripture, that rot there, the word rot in the 11th verse, is a word that means no particular direction. No particular direction. And then tempestuous, that tells us it's whatever's happening here, it's coming to an end. The ship is being torn. The ship is just totally out of control because of this storm, and it's just gonna come to naught. And so, you know, the fear was upon him. You know, God didn't have to send this storm. He could have just let Jonah go. He could have just let him go. But would that have been good for Jonah? Would that have been good for Jonah not to have this storm? this storm that eventually is responsible for turning him around and having him go do what he was sent to do. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach against it, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Verse 2 tells us that's what his command was to do. Go to Nineveh and preach the word of God to them. But instead of that, why, he desired to run away. Again, God didn't have to send the storm. God doesn't have to send the storms our way. The question comes to us as it came to Jonah. How will I ever survive? How will the mariners in the case with Jonah, how are they going to survive? Why doesn't God just choose another man? That's a very good question. You know, Jonah has made his choice. He's made his decision. So just, you know, what would we do if we were, had someone that we were dealing with and they we sent them to do something and they went the opposite direction? What would we do? Would we try to go help them, bring them back? Or would we just say, he's made his decision, she's made her decision, I'm tired of dealing with them. Just move on. I'm tired of dealing with them. Choose someone else. Find someone else. God does everything as a believer. Jonah was a believer. Understand that. That's the reason this is going on here. Jonah is a believer in the coming Messiah. Jonah is born again. Now, Jonah's backslidden. And Jonah's, for whatever reason here, does not want to go to Nineveh. And part of the reason is they're Gentiles. He's a Jew. We don't give this to the Gentiles. We don't do that. God told him to. I want you to go save that city. I'm going to do saving. You just be the messenger. You take the message. I'll save them. But I need a messenger, and Jonah, you're it. No, I'm not going. Send somebody else. That wasn't good enough for God. God said, you're the man. And he sent that storm to turn him around. Got a couple verses of scripture here back in Psalms 103 that I would like to read. Psalms 103. Hope that you do have your Bibles handy, that you can open them and read these verses along with me. If not, why, just listen carefully and try to write it down in your memory to look it up later. Psalms 103, verse 3 and 4. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? What wonderful verses of Scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name was verse 1. And then it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits in verse 2. And then verse 3, as we've already read, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. In the Old Testament, you know, we have time periods, or is known as dispensations. And these dispensations, there was a time with the nation of Israel that God would heal them physically, that God promised them material gain. I will bless you. Well, the problem is that Israel did not listen to God, and they went and served other gods, and they lost all those. Those things were conditional. You know, salvation is not conditional. You come by faith to Jesus. He saves you and he keeps you. Now, a lot of people have a problem with that. Said, wait a minute, so you can do anything you want to do. Well, they're not realizing and they don't recognize that Jesus Christ died for me. Jesus is in my heart. I have the Holy Spirit in my heart, the third person of the Trinity. God is in my heart, and he directs me, and he desires that I live the way he wants me to live. And so for to say that I can do anything I want to do and not lose my salvation, that statement is true. The difference is that your wanter changes. Your wanter changes. You desire not to do those things. You desire to live as God would have you to live. And so when we look at these verses here, we need to understand that when it comes to healing their diseases, that was a promise to the nation of Israel. That promise today is not to us as far as the healing's concerned, but that promise is to us today that he will take us through whatever we have to face. And there will be a day, the day that we leave this life on to the next, that we thankfully do not have to take this old, deteriorated, wretched body with me. I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to enjoy a glorified body. And so what a wonderful opportunity it is to serve the Lord Jesus and to walk with him. And so that's the God that Jonah is dealing with here, a God that forgives, a God that heals, a God that sets us free and wants us to serve him. And understand, you know, would we think here with this point that God is mad, is angry at Jonah? Is he angry at Jonah because Jonah's running away? I want to tell you something here. All of God's anger was settled at Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, the wrath of God was satisfied because the wrath of God was against sin, and Jesus took our sin away. But only those that have accepted that free gift of salvation does this apply to. You can be born again. You can know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You just need to come to him. But if you refuse to, these benefits, and you will face the wrath of God. But only because of you rejecting Calvary, rejecting the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That was answered there. So you see, we know that God was not angry with Jonah. So why did he send the storm? Because he wanted him to come back. He needed to put something in the road of Jonah's path that it would bring Jonah back. It would awaken him to what he was doing, because to run away from God is a terrible, terrible thing. He's saved. Understand that. He is saved. He's born again. But God's not angry with him. He's disappointed. He's disappointed because Jonah chose not to serve him, not to receive the blessing, not to listen. Oh, we do the same thing. You know, to understand that the war, the very war that's between us and our God because of sin, is settled. It's finished. As we look back here in this fourth verse, I shouldn't have closed the Psalms 103 here, because I want to look back to that fourth verse again. The fourth verse says, Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Just come by faith to Jesus. Redeem my life from destruction. That's what Jesus has accomplished on Calvary, if you'll just come. Our God, to me as a believer, is standing there with an open hand, and he wants to help. He wants to lift me up. He wants to strengthen me. He wants to grow me. He wants to help me have the peace and the joy and the contentment that we can have even in this terrible life that we live in. God does not stand there with a clenched fist. That's not the God I know. Now, you will face His anger and His wrath if you refuse the free gift of salvation. You must come by faith to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?